Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. There goes Farrell. The throw from Cochran to Boley, and Farrell is out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick takes first base on ball four. Melillo moves to second. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gray reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Gullick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley scores. Wahlberg moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg moves to third. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Wahlberg scores. Bishop scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Boley reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Miller scores. Dykes goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. Wahlberg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Athletics. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Shore's now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Badgerow now playing center field. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran scores. One out. It's 11-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Badgerow is chasing the ball. Fox rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 12-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Boley reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shores fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Styles hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Styles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Shores covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Styles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 0-for-1 in the game. Shores hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shores moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops it up and throws to first, with Stiles covering, for the out. Shores moves to third. Bishop moves to second. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Wally Shang now catching. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gullick hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Stiles hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons scores. It's 13-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shores hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kress fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 13-4, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. One out. It's 13-5, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 14-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Simmons moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 15-5, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Gulick moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gulick moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gullick scores. Two outs. It's 15-6, Athletics. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 15-7, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.